think
site.
so, but
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, how long does it take to feel like you're a part of Roswell? Or, you know, if you said that somebody really lived here, you know, was a Roswell person, does it take a long time to become that?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I feel that Roswell's a very, I mean, again, there it's an active community and it's a warm community. I mean, I've never heard of anyone being, you know, snubbed, so to speak, and or anything like that. So I wouldn't think that it would take long, you know, once you're familiar with the streets. To me, that's always what makes me start to feel like I belong somewhere. Is, oh, I know how to get there. Okay, it's okay. I mean, that's just my personal observation from being in Greenville for 4 years.
Well, why don't you talk about that for a minute? That were there things that you realized were different about Roswell when you went away to Greenville?
Oh, geez, there's a list of things that are different. Roswell's a lot prettier, but no, in Greenville, I just realized, I mean, I'm part of this little family here, you know, even more than my own nuclear family. Again, since I work with the city, I mean, I've got a bunch of adopted brothers who have looked after me for years. And I went up to Greenville and was like, okay, I'm a little lonely up here. But, yeah, I noticed that. And of course, again, since I'm active with the parks, I noticed how they have none. You know, no, you know, city sort of sponsored parks that, you know, offered, you know, the sports, because I was looking for a job and I wanted to scorekeep and I couldn't find anything. So things like that. And it doesn't seem to have the same community aspect, and that could just be because I haven't lived there, you know, all my life. I mean, I come to Roswell and I know I'm home, so I'm sure that's probably part of that. Those are really the main things to me that I noticed.
Okay. So Roswell really is home for you.
Oh,
This is really a
definitely.
home place for you.
Definitely. I hope that I never have to leave.
What about any family stories you may have about interesting things that happened with you here in town?
As far as, I mean, interesting stories. really, I mean, the only things that I remember, of course, you know, just numerous softball games, and everybody was always there. I mean, if I was playing, if it was my brother playing, you know, my father would be on the field, my mother would be in the stands, you know, very into the game. The joke was that you didn't want to sit next to her because she had long nails at the time, and she'd grab onto your knee, you know, during a tight play and just squeeze. So I of course remember that. Of course, every year there's the hunt for a Christmas tree, which is absolutely ridiculous, but we do it anyway. We must go to at least six places to find the perfect tree, and normally end up going back to the first place to get it. That's how it goes. But no, I mean, nothing really stands out to me, just, you know, the usual little habits that we always got into. I mean, my father and I used to go every Saturday morning. We'd go to Waffle House first, and we'd go and run all of our errands, and so it was just our special thing that we always did. It meant a lot to us. No, I can't think of any amazingly amusing story. I'm sure that they're there. I'm gonna leave, and of course you're like, oh my gosh, I should have said that.
That's what you'll always remember. You know, I was just thinking, you know, what you said about your mother is just right.
Mm-hmm.
That I tell the story about how my mother about got herself thrown out of my son's, you know, Little League game
Yeah.
because she was yelling at the umpire, they're going to throw grandma out. You know, that's just funny stuff like that, daily stuff. Doesn't have to be a big thing. But the arts festival sounds like it's real important to you here in town.
I mean, when I was younger, we'd always go and walk around. You know, we weren't involved in it in the same way. And then my father was on the recreation commission, and so my mother mentioned, oh, well, I want something to do. And so he, you know, got her in contact with Frances, and so she became a member of the, I'm trying to remember what they call it. It's like the Roswell Arts Festival Committee. It's some silly long name. And so every year, you know, they set up, and my mother's in charge of the invitations, so she gets them sent out and makes sure that everybody gets what they need. And it fills up pretty much within a month after the mailing, which is just crazy. And they take the money that they make,